Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. It's raining here in Los Angeles, so you might hear the street noise. It seems to be louder on rainy days. Yeah, let's talk about how to stay optimistic when you're not seeing results. And, you know, we just went through, if you've been listening to the podcast or you're a manifester or you're a person who sets goals every year, you just went through a period of time where you're really nailing down your goals. And so now you're in the movement of that process, right? It's the time to take action and see results. So this show is to help you deal with the inevitable lull that will happen. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and you can find me on my website. And I work one-on-one with people to help them achieve their goals, live the life they've always wanted to live, feel greater levels of fulfillment. Maybe you want to increase your income this year. Maybe you want to get a better gig. Maybe you want to manifest love. Maybe you're ready to start the business, write the book, start the family. I'm here to support you. Do the internal work so that you can clear the blocks that might be keeping you from what you want, as well as help you put together your strategy so you can get there. So if you are ready to transform your life, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay. So let me pull up my notes here. How to stay optimistic when you're not seeing results. I want to start here because I think this is important. If you are starting to feel stressed out, or maybe you are like deep and stressed out and anxious that something is not going to manifest the way you want, chances are you need to take a pause, a really hard pause, and assess whether you are chasing the right thing, why you're chasing it, and if there is a shift that you can make that would be more in alignment with what you ultimately want. So I'll tell you, last year I was hardcore chasing a goal, right? And I did podcasts through the whole thing, and it was like every day was grind, grind, grind. Every day I was stressed out. And what it took for me is getting completely out of that situation. And there wasn't anything that I could do to fix it. And so sometimes you have to assess why you're pursuing what you're pursuing. And I can now honestly say that I was ignoring my intuition because still that nerdy girl that was trying to impress the hot guy. And that was, I know it sounds so ridiculous, but I was. And I was like, okay, if I can hit this goal, then he's going to think I'm cool, right? And you know, and so that need for approval was causing me to chase something that wasn't for my highest and greatest good. And it did not have anything to do with dating. I just had a little crush, and I just was doubling down because I'm like, I'm going to make this happen. So I can share that with you so transparently because it got in the way of me doing what I do best is trust my intuition. So if you're finding you are stressed out, I say take the pause, and you might have to get like go visit somebody, get out of town, do something differently in your life. Like maybe you need to just stop working on that for a period of time. And I know that's going to feel uncomfortable because even if I was listening to this podcast during that time in my life, I'd be like, I can't quit. What's this woman saying? Yeah, I get it. Like you feel like you got to go, you got to go, you got to make it happen. I totally understand. But 9 times out of 10, from that energetic vibration, it's not going to happen. And if something does happen, it's going to be so fleeting and it's not going to fulfill whatever purpose you have in that situation. So that, I wanted to start with that. So first and foremost, notice winks from the universe. And I started with that because you can't notice winks from the universe, which essentially is signs and symbols and your intuition communicating with you you can't notice that when you are stressed the fuck out. Like, you just can't. When you are anxious, when you are in a hyper state of hope, like, please, 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 God, I hope this works out. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you've been in that place where you're using hope to kind of smooth the path for you. But hope can only do so much, right? And oftentimes in that situation, you're usually just on the wrong path. And it is more advantageous for you to pause and take a moment and regroup so that you can hear your intuition. And I'll say this to you to help you get out of that stress and worry and anxiety. It's not nearly as bad as you think it's going to be. It's not nearly as bad as you think it's going to be. Because often we're pushing in that way because we think that if it doesn't happen, on some level, our little self thinks our world is going to fall apart. It is not. It is not going to fall apart. You will be okay, and I want you to start telling yourself that now. Even if you're still stressed out, even if you don't want to listen to my message about stopping, even if you want to continue grinding and pushing towards what you want, just keep telling yourself that no matter what, it's going to be okay, because it is. It will absolutely be okay. Will you be challenged in it? Will you maybe experience a bit of discomfort? Possibly, but it won't be nearly as terrible as you think. So, okay, notice leaks from the universe. That's the first point, is really trusting your intuition and looking for signs. And those signs aren't just, hold on. The signs are just, thank you. I wanted to clarify with my spirit guides how to explain this to you. The signs are your message of alignment. So when I'm writing something, when I'm working on a novel and I'm seeing like little bits of character stuff, the car I wrote that character had, or a song comes on the radio that I wrote about in a book, and I'm like, oh, that signs that I'm on the right track, right? And so, or, you know, everything is a message when I'm in manifestation. You know, what emails are showing up, particularly like marketing emails. You know, I know that this year my biggest goal is income, right? And I've told you on this program, I set a very high income goal for myself, especially post-divorce. Like, I had some high income goals when I was married, but it was based on that paradigm. Now this is based on my single self. And so I noticed, like, once I set that goal and I got really clear about what it was, I was getting all these emails, sales emails, maybe people I signed up on their list 6 months ago, and I get an email from them that's like, up level your income. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that particular program or whatever they're selling is right for me, but it's my sign from the universe that, okay, I've activated this vibration. So do notice those signs, because they are helpful. Also notice when you're not getting those signs, because that is a sign in itself, and you might need to go back in and clarify what the goal is, or how you're approaching it, or why you're approaching it. There's somewhere where you might not be in alignment. And finding alignment is different for every person. And for me, I've discovered that it's a feeling in my body, and I'll continue to talk to you about that. But honestly, find whatever your alignment feels like and seek that on a regular basis. Next, expect the law. You know, if you really were serious about setting your goals and you put them down and you were intentful about it and thoughtful and specific, and you've started working them, maybe the goal was to manifest love, and you, you write down what you want in a partner, what type of relationship you want to be in, what you hope for the relationship. You know, there's a little hope there. What you expect, what you want, you have it all down, and you're like, okay, I know that I need to get out there. And you decide to sign up for a dating site, and you set up your profile, and you write your message, and you add your photos, and it's crickets. That's okay. That's okay. Expect the low. You just moved a lot of energy just to get yourself to that point, right? And, you know, one thing I'll say about dating or any type of goal achievement or manifestation, you might need to clarify, you know. You might, I know I adjusted my profile a lot of different times in the beginning because I was unclear about what I wanted. Or there was a period of time where I just, you know, I was dating and I just wanted to see what was out there. And it kind of, my profile had that kind of attitude to it. But as you start to meet people and you start to go out, you're going to change and be willing to change things accordingly. So know that this is, there will be the lull. You know, it will be quiet, but it doesn't, it's not a reflection of you. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like Sergey is jumping in, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to change what you've done. If your intuition is telling you you need to adjust it, yeah. I know I recently adjusted my profile, and immediately, like, a shift occurred in the type of matches I was getting. And so trust yourself. You know, really trust that voice within you. Yeah, while you're in the lull. But it doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean you're bad. And it doesn't mean it's not working for you. And I've got some more tips to help you deal with the lull as we continue. The next step is still make time for fun. So you might be hustling. You might have set a goal and you thought about what actions you need to take. You've meditated on it or prayed on it or contemplated on it. You've got lots of downloads from your intuition. You've started to move in that direction. You're taking the appropriate action. You still need to make time for fun. You know, I will say without a doubt that I am a grinder. Even when I'm not stressed out, I'm going to go. And what I have found is that inevitably there is a crash. And with that crash, it actually slows down progress. So all that grinding I did really just kind of it levels out because I have to take a couple days off because I'm wicked tired. So still make time for fun and keep things in perspective. Yes, I know you want what you want, but know that your thoughts around it not showing up yet is rooted in lack. And if you're vibrating at a frequency of lack, you're going to get more lack back. So when you can go into the space of joy and fun and playfulness, there is some acceptance that spirit has your back and is taking care of things for you and you've done what you can do. So consciously make time to have fun, however you want to do that. But it's good for your soul. Yeah. You know, someone asked me recently, what do I do for fun or what hobbies I have? And I'm like, yeah, I you know, I've turned the things I enjoy into businesses. But even for me, when I'm not, like, working with a client or working promoting Intuitive Coaching with Amy or writing or promoting my book, or working on myself, because that is a big component of the work that I do, and my own spiritual growth is doing my own self-work, I still have to take time for myself. I actually find doing my self-work really fun, but I also know that there's self-work that's really moving mountains, and then there's self-work that's just like, hey, I'm going to play a lot of attraction game with myself today. So keep that in mind. You can still be rooted in your goal and it be totally fun, but you also know when you're actually working and progressing in the direction of your dream. So say it's weight loss, you're like, okay, I'm going to take a certain I'm going to work out with my trainer, you know, X number of days a week. And then it's Saturday and you're like, I'm just going to go for a stroll around the neighborhood. That can be fun and let it be fun. You know, you don't have to grind it out to achieve results. I always think of The Biggest Loser and how they like go on this, you know, they live in that house and they, focused on nothing but weight loss for that period of time. And if studies show that they've, you know, research contestants, many, many, many of them have put the weight all back on because it's hard to reintegrate into life. And where's their joy and where's their fun and where's their people? And it's also kind of training your mind that the only way that I can get what I want is to grind. So then say you do achieve your result, whatever it is that you want, there's still going to be a part of you that feels like, wow, in order to really be in this, right, and to accept this new way of being, I have to continue to grind. So build in lots and lots of fun. And I say this to my clients looking for work. You know, specifically when they know what type of work they want to do, and it's just about pursuing those types of opportunities, I say, you know, do that in the morning. You've heard me say this on the program. Do that in the morning and then spend the rest of your day having fun and doing that in a budget appropriate way and in a way that really does lift the stress off of you, where you can say like, yes, the universe is taking care of this for me. Spirit has my back. I'm okay. I've done what I needed to do today. Next, how to stay optimistic when you're not seeing results. You might need to already change your strategy, you know. And I added this one because it is a universal year of 3 in numerology. And I told you in previous podcasts that every time I tune into the energy of this particular universal year of 3, Spirit says it's very bouncy, you know. And even as I was going through and I was kind of researching what other psychics were saying about this year, everybody's saying it's going to be a time of a lot of change. And so you might do something, you might invest a lot of energy in something, you might sign up for a class and you get in it and you realize like, this is not me. Don't quit, pivot, find something else. Don't give up on the goal. It doesn't mean the goal is wrong. It just means that you're thinking when you were setting that goal or setting out that strategy was in one vibration, but since, you know, we're all energy and energy is constantly changing, now you're in the class and you realize, nope, that's not right. And this is, I will say this one is probably really challenging for me because, like, once I do something, I'm very committed to it. And if it's not working, I'm like, double down, let's make this work. And that's not always the best strategy at all. Sometimes things do take a little time to get going, but as I've said to you in previous podcasts, this is not saying that the goal is wrong. It just means that the approach you're taking is not in alignment with who you are and the energy circling your situation at this time. And all you have to do is figure out something that's more in alignment, right? That's it, pivot. And you can, and there are so many ways in which you can pivot. You might be like, okay, this is the type of man I want. This is what I'm going for. This is what I want to manifest. And you start dating and you realize, you know, I'm really more interested in this. And you pivot. That's okay. But don't quit the goal. Like, you spend all the time planning out that goal because it's something that you want. I think what happens is people start down this path and they're going, and instead of looking, saying, hey, can I pick a strategy that is easier or more enjoyable, they just keep with that strategy and just quit the goal altogether. So don't do that. Just be willing to pivot a bit. Like, oh, I'm going to try this. And keep that going. You know, oh, I'm going to try this. Oh, that's no longer serving me, or that's not feeling as awesome as I want it to be. And that's the key here, is paying attention to when you stop feeling good, right? If you're doing something or pursuing something and it's no longer serving you, I mean, I know I just had a big shift around dating. And I just was like over my old strategy. And I accepted that and I pivoted. Yeah, of course, like, I did some self-work around it and I definitely did some clearing work and some journaling. And then I could really get to center and get clear about what it was that I wanted next. And I knew when it was time to pivot, because I was on a date and I sat down in the chair at the table, because he had gotten there before me, of course, because I'm always tardy for the party a bit. And it's like, he was a wonderful man, totally bright and energetic, and I was just like, I'm so bored. No, this is best, right? But like, and that was my sign, like, hey, Amy, you've got to shift something around. There, your my approach and my thought process around this, or what I've set out, or what I'm allowing in, is just not in alignment with who I've evolved to be. And now it's my job to get clear about what it is that I want next, and then set that intention, you know, have that clear, clean focus, and go for that. Okay. I talked a little bit about this earlier, about the stress, but really quiet the stress and anxiety. So I think, looking back on the time last year where I was really grinding it out, I mean, there is 50% of me that thinks like, oh, I could have hit it. But I was not working any sort of system to quiet the stress and anxiety. And it had also reached a point where I couldn't even really bring it down. And so I say start now. If you're starting to feel stressed and anxious about a particular goal or something that you're going for, that's where meditation is like really, really effective. And there are tons and tons of meditations out there and breathing techniques that can help you really quiet that part of you that wants to be scared that you're not going to get what you want or it's not going to work out for you. And so use them. You know, I went on a meditation bend recently. I spent like 4 or 5 hours in just meditation because I knew my stress was getting the best of me. And so catch it right away. Don't engage it for long. And I'm snapping my fingers because that's how quickly I want you to catch it. When you start to feel it build, like, quiet that. Do go into meditation. Do whatever your practice is for reducing your stress. Go for walks. Take care of yourself because you're all you got. So you can't really accomplish a goal if you don't feel well. And so take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Use meditation to really help you lessen your anxiety and stress. And breathing work also helps, really helps. Next, get chill about it. Okay, so you've done some meditation. You are starting to feel like yourself again. You're starting to feel more optimistic and hopeful. You know that everything is going to work out. Now it's time to get chill. Like, so think about it. If you had what you wanted, you'd be really chill about it. And so because you'd switch out of the needing and wanting and into the relaxed space of knowing that what you want is on its way. So this one I struggle with a lot, and I know many of you probably do as well, is staying in the space of wanting and longing and needing for something to happen for long periods of time, because all you're doing in that time frame is activating the vibration of lack. Wanting, wanting, wanting is lack-based. The initial desire isn't, right? But if you stay there, there is a part of you that is still focused on the absence of what you want instead of truly believing that what you want is on its way. So just get chill about it, you know, move slower, take it easy. And I'm a highly like productive, focused person, and I have to consciously like remind myself to chill. But when I get chill, I get chill. I'm like, okay, it's on its way. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know what's going on in the cosmos and the universe. I know the spirit is conspiring. I'm going to continue to do my work and do my part. And if I start to get a little stressed, I'll do some meditation. I'll go for a walk. I'll have some fun. And just be chill about it, knowing that it's on the way. It's hard to go chill, though, again, when your anxiety and stress is like through the roof. So I can deal with that first and foremost. You know, if you need to book a therapy session, book a therapy session. If you need to see your doctor, but do something to bring the stress levels down. Now, I will say that if you can't get totally chill because of stress, as I said earlier, there's probably something that needs to change, something you need to let go of. So you might need to do some releasing work. You might need to let go of some mindset, some belief systems that aren't serving you well. You might need to let go of some behaviors. You might need to let go of environments that aren't serving you well. You're going to have to let something go. Like, if you're struggling to get chill, I wish there was another answer. And it's like one of my least favorite cards when it comes up when I'm doing readings for myself and for other people is the time to move on or change or let go necessary. And know that because you're in the vibration of lack, it's difficult to believe that you can let something go. But actually, in letting something go activates the energy of abundance. And you start to feel that what you want is possible again. So keep that in mind. Listen and trust that small voice within. Again, that's going back to really trusting the intuition. And have a dialogue with your intuition. If you're feeling like things aren't happening the way you want and you're concerned, maybe you've been putting in a lot of effort. And I know it's still early, but you know when things are moving. If you're feeling like things aren't moving, just take some time to sit with your intuition and have a dialogue. Ask your intuition questions, and it will give you answers in that moment. Like, things will pop in your head. I have it happen all the time. And so, yes, my intuition is highly developed, but I use it. In my own personal life that happens, my intuition is very developed when I'm working with a client, but mine's just like yours, and it's just me and my intuition. And so sit with it and have a dialogue and what do I need and what's going on here and what messages do you have for me? And is there anything getting in the way of me moving in the direction of my dreams? Next, stay optimistic. Trust divine timing. I can't stress this enough. We as humans, we try to control when and how something's going to happen. My friend and I were actually exchanging text messages. We knew we were being ridiculous, and I think it's helpful to have a friend that when you know you're trying to manipulate time and how something's going to happen that you have no control over, because you can laugh at yourself. But oftentimes, we don't have that, right? We think that trying to control time and trying to control how something will happen is natural, but it's not. That's God's business, and let it be God's business and trust that. You may need to do some work to reprogram your subconscious mind, do a releasing ritual, then write a script of I am statements to really clear out those junky thoughts and replace them. So take your time with that, reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's what I help clients with the most. As a matter of fact, it's 50% of what I do, because if your subconscious is not on board, it's vibrating a frequency that's going against your logical desire. And so you do need to get your subconscious in alignment with who you are and what you want. And oftentimes it's difficult to get the subconscious to come and tell you what's going on there. So take the time to journal and ask yourself, I did a show, I think, last week on the victim. You can use those questions I gave you and to help to get the subconscious to reveal some part of itself to you so that you can start to clear those thoughts out and create I am statements to support the life that you want, to support the goals that you have. Higher support, you knew I was going to end with that. You need help. I mean, I wish that during my really stressful time last year, I had been in therapy and I had been in coaching, and I was trying to coach myself, but it wasn't the time to coach myself. I needed real, genuine outside support, and it can't be a family member. And, it probably can't be a friend if you're really struggling. You need to hire someone who has an expertise in helping you achieve the result that you desire. So if that is, you splurge and you spend some money on a trainer for a period of time, then do that. Or you hire a coach. Yes, hire a coach. It's amazing. I mean, definitely look around and make sure it's the right coach for you. And I wouldn't base it solely on price point, but really like interview that coach and ask them about their track record around whatever you're working with to make sure it's a good fit. You can always hire me at coachingwithamy.com. I love her this stuff, and I want to see you succeed, and I will stop at nothing to help you get what you want. And consciously and soulfully and joyfully. But it'll be work. It's a process. And sometimes we can't see our crap that's getting in the way, and we need help with that. So consider hiring support, no matter where you get it. You can also join a support group or a 12-step program. Whatever you need, get as much support as you possibly can. Yeah. So that's my show for today. How to stay optimistic when you're not seeing results. And the last little piece I'll put with this, don't quit, because the miracle is getting ready to happen. I promise you, the miracle is getting ready to happen. Tell yourself that right now in this moment. My miracle is getting ready to happen. My miracle is getting ready to happen. My miracle is getting ready to happen. And I am receptive to it. I am excited about it. And I know that it's completely and totally possible for me. So again, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you're still listening, I just launched it today. I want to help you accomplish your goals. So I put together a really fun thing I've never done before. It's group coaching and it's drop-in. Like you can attend all of them, or you can just attend a few to help you accomplish your goals. It's your best 30 days. I'll tell you where this is coming from. I met a man who is like so fantastic and like just fantastic. And so he's like, okay, let's give this 30 days before we commit. I was like, it's like, what am I going to do for 30 days? Like, it's not like I don't have two businesses to run, a novel to write, you know, like I have life. But I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I could support other people as they are working these 30 days in the beginning of this year to really accomplish their goal? And so I was like, let's put together a program. So Monday through Thursday for 4-5 weeks, it starts the 21st, this coming Monday, and it runs until February 21st. And Monday through Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time, you can join in on a group coaching call. I'm going to start with some type of exercise to help you reprogram your mindset, no matter what your goal is. And then from there, I'm going to open it up to answer questions for you to help keep you on track so that you can accomplish whatever you set out to do. And let's make it our best 30 days, right? And no matter what happens, whether I wind up with this man or not, I know that in 30 days, I'm going to be a better Amy, and I'm going to be a higher vibrating Amy and totally in alignment to everything that I want and desire. So I want to share that journey and help you on your journey. So consider this. It's so affordable, $99. You can take every single call if you want, Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time. Or you can just drop in. You do 2 a week or 4 total, whatever you need. It's this robust little ring of support so that you can have the best 30 days ever. So consider that. It's on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You'll see it at the top. Click the banner, and it'll give you instructions on how to register. Until next time, take care of yourself.